This is Molly Gamble, Vice President Editorial for Becker's Healthcare, with your daily news briefing. Today is Thursday, March 25th, 2021. Here are the day's top headlines and developments. The COO and CFO of Loretto Hospital in Chicago has resigned amid reports of improper COVID-19 vaccinations from the 122-bed safety net facility. The hospital's board accepted the resignation of Dr. Anash Ahmed, March 24th. Block Club Chicago and NPR affiliate WBEZ have reported on at least three incidents where vaccines allotted to Loretto Hospital ended up in the arms of the ineligible and well-connected, including county judges, staff at Dr. Ahmed's condominium, employees of a luxury jewelry shop, and parishioners at the hospital CEO's church in the suburbs. The U.S. is in a race between COVID-19 variants and vaccines. Many epidemiologists and public health experts have urged continued caution, saying that the UK variant B117 spreading nationwide could cause another surge and prolong the pandemic. The CDC has confirmed more than 7,500 cases of the B117 variant in all 50 states, with the most in Florida, Michigan, and California. In total, about 26% of Americans have received at least one COVID-19 vaccine dose, while 14% of the population is fully vaccinated as of March 24th. Officials in more than 40 states have said they will meet or beat President Joe Biden's goal of opening COVID-19 vaccinations to every adult by May 1st, with at least 30 of those states aiming for dates in March or April. And finally, hospitals face new and different challenges after more than 12 months operating in survival mode during the COVID-19 pandemic, according to new survey findings from 320 hospitals compiled by the OIG. Hospitals have been seeing higher than normal staff turnover. 38 hospitals reported that they faced critical staffing shortages within 1 week of the survey, which was taken in February. Staff has also faced pressure from the considerable time it takes to operate vaccination clinics. Those are the biggest healthcare updates for the day. Be sure to read the Becker's Hospital Review newsletter today for further detail on each of these developments, and check beckershospitalreview.com regularly for updates. Thanks for listening to the Becker's Daily Briefing Podcast.